We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, and we are starting 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph. Abayu Lahu, Ma'u Shiyoyma Odom Lenochri, Chasoyim Parosi V'doishpa. Are you allowed to tell a goy, here, take my para and use my para for work, and muzzle it? I don't want this para eating, it's using up too much my money, and use it. Me, I'm meaning, so now, what's the shaila? Is it talking about the goy's property or your property? We'll speak that in a second. First, let's see the shaila. What's the shaila? Charet amir la'akum. Mi amirin, ki amirin amir la'anokhi yishvos. When do we say it's usher to tell a goy to do aveira? Hanimilin Shabbos. This is skila. That's only legabe Shabbos, just chomer like it's a skila. Ava chasima de isa lav loy. But maybe by isa lav, there's no isa amir la'akum. Oy dilma lo'ishna. Maybe it's the same thing. So it's a voyer nasugya that amir la'akum would be by any chi of skila. Just here, it's a chi of lav, that's why it's a shaila. So this is a raya the stipler brings, that the Issa Amir al-Akam is not Dafkal's Dabar V'Dabar. There's Rashi in certain places says that the Issa Amir al-Akam is because of Dabar V'Dabar. If the Issa was talking on Shabbos, then what is the Shaykh has to hear? So Teretz says Amir al-Akam is not only on Shabbos. It's for other Surah Mu'ah. So why? Because there's Yesh Shlichus L'Nachri Il-Chumra. That a guy can consider your Shliach, and we go L'Chumra on that, and therefore it's the Issa Amir al-Akam. So the Gemara Shaila here is, where you're telling a guy to muzzle the parah, is that a problem or not? So Rashi says, Disha Shalach. The Shaila is, even when he's doing his Disha, I'm telling you, you take it to your thing, you can muzzle it if you want, and muzzle it. So the Loch is, that the Mar has a Shaila about that. Taisa speaks out, that's not a Shaila. That's Posh, that's Mutter. Like Taisa gives an example, if I tell a guy, here, you're hungry? You could cook with my pot. Cook for yourself. Cook for yourself. That's not a problem, because I'm telling you to cook. But it's your food, you're doing it for yourself, that's not a problem. That's what Taisa speaks out. So it's let's say something that wasn't a nechel chai. So in Akaponim, there you can tell him to go cook. But Lutarcha, that's mutter, because only if I don't have to feed him, by the way. Only if I don't have to feed him, because I'm not viach anything from that Amira. I'm not gaining anything from that Amira. I don't have to feed him, and he wants to cook. My pot, what's the problem? I tell you to do it, it's not a problem, Taisa says. The whole shaila is in my tour. And here I'm gaining, that's the Issa Amir al-Akam. But Rashi learns not like that. Rashi learns the shaila is even by your disha. But Rashi pastors learns the shaila is by both cases. Sai your own and sai others. Is there an Issa Amir al-Akam? Is there an Issa Amir al-Akam? Sai if he does my field or his field. Is there an Issa Amir al-Akam? The question is there an Issa to tell a guy to do something if it's only Issa Lab? That's the question. Tashma, we had a brice before. Nochri adoshu parosu shal yisrael. Ina oiver mshabal tachsan. It says you're not oiver. Ma'avud lo'aver. You're not oiver the lab. Ha isurika. It's mashma. It is aser. So the chayra it's a raya that he says it's aser. Takam yilakum. So but then who the sur nami leka. You're right. But it's you could say there's no iser. But I did tani sefer. It says in the sefer the yisrael adoshu parosu shal nochri that yisrael uses a par of a nochri and he's dosh and he can't. There he's oiver lo yisachsan. I'm oiver. Tana Reisha ain't over, but really could have said it's mutter. Just the Reisha ain't over, just to contrast the Sefer which says over. There you're over when you use a power of a guy and you use that. Therefore it says in the Reisha ain't over, but maybe there's no Issel Amais. Samara still was not posed to Shaila. Not a try to answer the Shaila. Hashema, the Shalchulei Avu de Shmuel, they sent Avu de Shmuel a Shaila. Halein, one time Moshe wanted to ask why it's called Avu de Shmuel, why didn't call his name? So I in the art scroll that has a whole thing about all the different Tanayim Arayim, they have a good pshat there, Ayin Sham. Toshima, the Shalch Lavua the Shmuel, Halein Turei, the Gamvin, on top of my base, the Gamvin Aramoi, these people have these big, huge flocks of oxen that they use for plowing. Now, an ox that has children or is mating with others to have more oxen, they're much weaker. They don't do their job as well. So here, one of the eights is to do cirrus on them, and therefore make them sterile, and they can't populate them and bring more svarim into the world. So what they do is the goyim did them a favor. The goyish workers did them a favor. They stole, they quote unquote stole their animals. Umeganchi yosem, and they misaris them. So mahu. So what they ask, what should we do with these people? They're really doing shtick. They're doing shtick. They're letting they're closing their eyes, like they're stealing the afikayman. They close their eyes. They let the goyim steal the animals and misaris them. Elamai said this is illegal. You're not allowed to do this. It's also a lav in the Torah to do serious to the behemah. Shalach lehu. So Avua the Shmuel sent back the answer like this: Harama saved behu, Arima lao. They're doing Harama, doing a trick. We'll do a trick on them. These daven, they have to sell it. The halacha is the behema comes back all. What's the word called? Neutered, whatever. I'm not sure what the word is. They come back like that. You have to sell it. You have to sell it. That was a knas made on them. So what's the raya? So adkan that story. The raya alma. You see that is isavir nachri. What do you mean? I didn't do it. The guy did it and stole the tain on you because they're doing it for you and skill you told him to do it and therefore it's also. What do you mean? What's this? It's only alis alav. It's isavir alav. You see, there's a mirul nachri. There's an isavir nachri by isalav. Om rapapa b'nei rava savrila kirab chitka. Rav Chitka holds, the Bnei Noach was Mal Siris. The Bnei Rava, the ones who asked the Shaila, they held that, like Rav Chitka held, the Bnei Noach now do Siris either. The Ka'avri B'Shem Lifne Evil is the Mikshal. The owners are being over Lifne Evil on the Goy's Isser. Not because there's a Mira Nachri. Here, the Goy had an Isser to do this, and by you letting them steal it and do this, you're being over Lifne Evil is the Mikshal. So that's why it's not a riot to the Shaila. Now, Gemara just goes back to this halacha that they made him, this knas, that they made him sell it. Gemara has a few details about that. So, Rava Lameimah, Yemachu L'Shchita. Rava assumed that Avuah D'Shmuel's knas was a very strong knas. Not only do you have to sell it, but you have to sell it L'Shchita. Because if you sell it for plowing, then they're going to make money off this because they can sell it much more money now because it's a much better machine now. It plows much better because it's Masuris. So Amalei Abaya, no, Dayan cannot let Mechirim. It's enough that you did Mechirim. Their whole point of letting this happen was to use it himself. Once they have to sell it, you got them good already. They're not going to do this again if they have to sell it. Now the Gemara says, Pshita, B'noi Godol Ke'achadami. If I have to sell it, I sell it to my son who's not living at home anymore. That, of course, is called getting rid of it and selling it and Yotzer Knas. But no katamai. What about selling it to your child's katan who still lives at home? And what's the halacha there? Is that considered a good sale and getting it out of the house or not? So Rav Achi Osar, Rav Ashi Shari. Rav Achi is Osar, Rav Ashi Shari. Mareima Mazutra, Rav Amri Law, Hanu Chay Chasidi. The Mara says that Mareima Mazutra, or some say it was two other Chasidim, Mechalfi Adad. You should just give it to each other. They used to give the shvarim to each other that the goyim stole and they were misaris it. Frank Tosfos, what do you mean?
Damn.
Frank Tosfos, you're not allowed to do this. What we took chassidim into having people steal from them? That was not the right thing to do. They came to a knas. What's going on over here?
What
Rashi? It wasn't Rav Ashi either. We didn't have a story. What do you mean? No, Rav Ashi Shari was about Bnei Katan. Rav Achir also Rav Ashi Shari, period. New thing. They gave it to each other. Shaila is, what's going on here? The Mechafe Adadi? That Ikasha Majin? That Ikasha? Yeah. So Tois has the Kasha. And for Tois says, Shaloi Medaitam Hoyim Misaras Maisai. Okay, so why have to Mach? Why have a Knas? They still Mach the faith because people wouldn't believe them. These people shouldn't say they're doing this. Therefore, they gave them to each other. People shouldn't say that they're letting the Goyim do this and they're being Nana from it. Therefore, they were not Nana from it and they gave it to each other. Back. So now the Gemara never answered the Shaila about Amir al-Nachri by Alav. We have to go L'Chumra. The Gemara never punched the Shaila. It was Issa Amir al-Nachri by Alav. I just wanted to speak at Agav that L'Kuli Amayda, that L'Gabi Choy L'Amayda is Issa Amir al-Nachri. That's the first Gemara Amayda Katan, that's not a Shaila. So those people who think they could tell the Kli Le'i do laundry on Chalamayda, it's Asa Gomer, and actually in Halacha, Chalamayda is more Chomer L'Gabi Amir al-Nachri. For example, L'Gabi building a house, in Amir, the Halacha is that if it's added a Tchum, it's on Shabbos, it'll be Mutter in certain cases. If it's a Kablin and it's added a Tchum, there's no Marasai in there, but on Chalamoid, even added a Tchum will be Aser, because people could drive there. So it's the Gabi Chalamoid is even more Chama Mil Nachri. Okay, back to the Gemara. Vissa Kanois for the day. Boy Roam Vachama. Hoyzala Koitz Vafia. Mahu. What happens if, while this Behema was doing its job, I stuck a thorn into its mouth, and now it can't eat. It's a big pain, it can't eat. So is that called muzzling or not? Right, the Gemara. Yeah, of course, that's called muzzling. You put a kites in the mouth. What's your shaila? Elamor says no. Shaila like this. Yashav la kites afia mahu. If a kites fell in by mistake in the mouth, the shaila, do I have to take it out or not? Because lemaisa, I'm being dosh now by chasima, which we'll see later on. You're not going to be dosh with a chasima. Here you have a chasima. On the other hand, I didn't do anything. So is that's the shaila Gemara? Is that a problem or not? Now, another similar shaila. Herbitz law ari mevachutz. Tosis has pshat has intim salayim. But upon him, herbitz law ari mevachutz. If you put a lion right outside the field, and every time it tries to eat, it gets scared from the lion. Mao. If you put the lion there, that's called a regular chasima. Ella, ravasla ari b'chutz. There's a ari who landed up, the lion sitting here. Do I have to chase it away or not? Now, same type of shayla, like the kites. Something's happening here that's not letting him eat. Am I chiyuv to facilitate that I could eat? Or, third shayla, third term, similar shayla, hemed b'nom b'chutz. You put the child outside, or happened by itself, let's say. So Tyson has the shayla gear. So Amad Mabuchot is from the guy say Hamid. Phil Hachle Parak. I'm reading Tyson. Phil Hachle Parak Hasim Ayasehi Mishum De Enoi Menachas Kolkach, which means not so scared. Menachas Kolkach Malechem Asfiloi Kamoi Mepacharari. So it could be here. It's even a shayla. If you put the baby of the shar outside, now it's like gaguim on it, and it's like thinking about its little cute baby. It's not eating. Mao. If it's thirsty of water, Mao, do you have to feed it, give it a drink in order that it's able to eat? Or parasla ketavalya gabi disha Mao. The third shaila in this group is that what about if you put something over the food and it doesn't see the food now? It's doing dosh on top of a tablecloth that's on top of the tour. So here, you don't see the food. Is there isalay saksim shakes or not? Because here, it doesn't see the disha. So that's called Badisha Inat. So Mao. Pshayt Mayachada. Let's rewrite one shayla. Time to the Braisa. Rishoyi Balapara, Lahara Parasa, Yeshtechim Adisha Harbe. The first halacha is, this is no shaykh to the shaylas, that the Balapara is allowed to starve its para before it goes to work in order that it should be eat a lot from you. That's mutter to do. And it says, Rishoyi Balabayis, Lahatir Pekia Omril Fnei Behema, Yeshtechim Adisha Harbe. It says, the Balabayis is allowed to spread out the different junk over the tvua in order it shouldn't eat so much from your tvua. So you see clearly, I'm not cover it over. So like tomorrow, no. Shani asked him to call achla. It's there, but in case of pekiyah omer, it's eating something, just not eating as much. So there, it would not be a raya, because there it's eating a little bit, so that's not a raya in that case, so I'm covering completely. Ibbay yisem, another terrorist, that we know what pekiyah omer means something else. You're allowed to feed it this pekiyah omer, it's like bran. You're allowed to feed it before it goes to work. The guy who's using the para could feed it before. That's what's mutter. But it doesn't say it's mutter to cover anything, so it won't be a riot to the shayla. And all these shaylas in the Gemara is not pushed any of the shaylas. Rabbi Yonasan asked the shayla from Samayi. Very important shayla. Let's say I muzzled it from outside. I muzzled it outside the property. Then it's going to the property, start threshing. Is it shar b'disha marachmano? You can't do a muzzle while it's being dashed. And this is not b'disha. I did it before. Or the iser is they shouldn't do dash while it has a muzzle. So the question is there: is it a muzzle b'shas disha, or you shouldn't thresh while it has a muzzle? Amalei, I'll tell you, this is with Mara's place to Shaila. Amalei, I'll tell you the Pesach to Shaila. Basically, Avichat Alamed. Rav Samoy was a Kohen. He says, I know it from your family of Kahanim. It says in the Pasuk, Yayin v'sheikh al teisht atov anecha itach b'vayachem. It says, when you go into the Alamed, you shouldn't drink wine. It's mashmah, when I go into the Alamed, I shouldn't drink wine. B'vayachem would also have mishta of mile of shari. It's dafka also when you go in, but you could drink before. Well, I have the Kohen's ben achayla marachmana. The Torah says they have to be able to be mavdil, separate the Kohen's and chos. You can't be drunk. So of course it means you can't drink earlier. So elam ma hasam, just like by drinking wine and going to the Beis HaMikdash, hasam shaz bi'aloi te shichris. You shouldn't be drunk when you went in, even though you drank it from before. Hachanami b'shaz dish loy te chasima. B'shaz dish you now want to have any chasima don b'shaz disha, not because you're doing the ma'isa now, even if you did it from before. Tosis asks, before we have a case of kites, and there Mar has a shayla, even though the kites went in by itself, a ma'isa now I'm being dashed by kites. So Zok Tosis there, it happened by itself. I didn't do a ma'isa. Here I did a ma'isa before, and now I'm plowing with the chasima. That's why here it's worse. The halacha of ma'isa is, I cannot be chasim b'chutz outside, then bring it inside and dash. That's an issa to be dash with a muzzle that was put on. Tana Rabbanan, hachoisim is a para, someone who muzzles a para, but he doesn't do the dash. Or, b'mazavi kalayim, someone puts together a kalayim, a shar and chamar, that's kalayim, and I'll have a shar and chamar together, schlepping a wagon. So let's say you did the hitching up to the wagon, or you were choisim the para, and someone else did the dash, and someone else did the manik, the riding of the wagon. So the halacha is part of ain't a loikel or dosh or manig bavad. You know who gets the malchus? The one who was dosh and the one who was manig the kalayim. Not the one who set it up, facilitated it. The one who actually did it, he's the one who gets the malchus. Other ones also may also have even other things, but the malchus happens from the person who actually is manig or in dosh, the behemoth. Itmar, chosma bekoil v'niga bekoil. Let's say he was about to eat and you screamed at it. Ah, stop. Or Haniga Bakarl, or the case of Kalayim, you called it and it walked. Are you chayiv or not from being choysim Bakarl and Haniga Bakarl or not? Are you chayiv Malkus? Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayiv, Rishlokus Amar Potter. Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayiv, why? Akimas Piv Hava Maisa. Talking is called a Maisa. It's called, we're going now that only a lav Shiesh by Maisa get Malkus. Akimas Piv is called a Maisa. Rishlokus Amar Potter, call Eloi Hava Maisa. Well, a voice is not considered a ma'isa. A voice is not considered a ma'isa. Now, the only question is, like Tosfos Rid points out, over here, it doesn't sound like you're being dosh. You're just stopping the behemoth from eating. So Zok the Tosfos Rid, that there's two ways to be chayiv. Either way, you're dosh b'chasima, or while it's being dosh, I do a ma'isa chasima, you're chayiv also. And here, by screaming at it, I'm doing a ma'isa chasima while it's dosh, and that will make you chayiv. The Machlokes says, is screaming at it called a ma'isa? Rabbi Yechon says, yes. Rosh Lakish says, no, it's not called a Maisa. So Rav Yechon has a kasha to Rosh Lakish. Eis Rav Yechon Rosh Lakish on top of Tzadik Alav Amar Alav. We know it's an Isser called Tmura. It's a lav in the Torah. You're not allowed to, it says, lo yomer oisav lo yachafenu. You're not allowed to take a carbon. Lo yachafenu v'lo yomer oisav toiv v'ra rav toiv v'mhamer yom v'hem 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 v It says that it works. The Tmura works, and the Mishnah says everyone could do Tmura. Men, ladies, they all could do things. So the Brisa says about this Mishnah, or even the Mishnah itself, the Mishnah itself continues and says, not that it's mutter to do Tmura. It works. But so I think it's about you get Malkus. Clearly, you get Malkus for Tmura. Isn't Tmura in your mouth? You see, it's a right of Yechon. Kima's Piv is called a Maisa. Amalei, no. Hamani, of course, not a Maisa. But this Mishnah, Hamani Rabbi Yehudi. Rabbi Yehudi's Shita is, to Amal Lav Sheim Boi Maisa Loikin Alav. He holds, you don't get Malkus. On Lav Sheim Boi Maisa, you get Malkus on it. And it's Machlekes, Mesechus Malkus, where there it says that Noiser, you don't get Malkus. Shaul is, why don't you get Malkus by Noiser? Noiser means Libo Behektish. Either because the Lav Anitik Lasei, that's what some say. And Rehuda says, that's what Rehuda says. Others say the reason is because lav she'im by ma'isa. But those who say it's lav anitik la'asei obviously hold that's lav she'im by ma'isa. You would be chayiv. So Rehuda holds lav she'im by ma'isa loikin alav. Great, the Gemara. We must mukslo like Rehuda. Is it possible to zet zedai like Rav Yehuda? This Mishnah. Vaktani reisha kol mamirim says everyone can do tamura echar ha'anoshim saimem echar anoshim. Va'avinabon we ask hakol la'suyimai. What's hakol coming to be married? What's coming to add on? Lasuya Yerish, even someone's Yerish a behema hektish, he could do tmura. With the loik Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda who just says, "Oimer Yerish in a meimer, a Yerish it's not enough his that he could make a tmura because he wasn't the maktish, and Yerish in a semech, a Yerish not the smicha." So heck, he said his mission is going with the Yehuda, and that's why he get malchus because he holds lav she'im b'maisa loik alav. It's not Rav Yehuda. Hakom Amir is coming to marry a Yerish, and that's not Rav Yehuda. So it must be it's the right Rav Yechonon that's called the maisa. So tomorrow, no. Hi, Tana Sovelo Kavase Bechada, Apalga Bechada. This man, the Yama, this Tana the Mishnah, holds a Rav Yehuda, Lagabe, Lav She'im by Maisa, that you get Malkus. But Lagabe, Yerish Meimer, he holds not like Rav Yehuda. So everything is good. The bottom line is, we have a Chakas, we have a Shlokas by Chasima Bechavi Malkus, and not, it's Lav She'im by Maisa, and it's not, if Lav She'im by Maisa, not, Rav Yehuda is a Maisa. I, by Tmura, it says, Soybik the Boyim, it's not right, it's a Maisa. Maybe it's going to go to Rav Yehuda, holds, Lav She'im by Maisa, like in a love.